Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What are you drinking in that cup?
Coffee.
Okay.
I am,
it looks like
instead of snacking on bad sweets, I am resorting to coffee with creamer and fruits.
Okay.
For the next month and a half.
Nice. Those are good alternatives.
Yeah. I did my DEXA. You know DEXA scan, what I was doing
yes.
for transformation.
When was the last time you had a DEXA?
The last time I did it was for the reveal.
Okay, right.
So I was at a 9.7% body fat, which I was skinny. Doing what I'm gonna say. I look good. And muscles. I was literally just muscles and bones. It was fucking awesome. And then I life happened. And also, like, quitting the vape, it was like another snowball, right? Like, when I quit the vape, when the vape was gone, big snowball. I just, like, I was eating and I didn't realize, like, how much bad shit I was eating. And my head was like, oh, I'm eating really good from morning to, like, 6 p.m. But then I, like, really crash out that night and I'm, like, eating dessert and all that. In my head, yeah. I was like, well, look, I'm eating so good. It shouldn't matter. But it, like, did matter. I did my DEXA a few days ago and I was actually genuinely excited. I was like, I can't wait to see how much I was able to implement this lifestyle back into my life after. Okay. And
see how well you've been keeping the weight.
See how well I've been keeping up.
Yeah.
My results were worse than when I started day one of the transformation.
What?
Worse.
There's no way.
The only thing that was good was that I was able to keep my muscles.
Okay, so just body fat went up?
Body fat, everything went up except for, so the reason why I'm hiding it well is because my muscles on the top now are almost the same width as my belly. So my belly is big, but my muscles up here are big too. So I'm hiding it really, or it's not hiding it, but it's...
It's carried well.
It's carried
so
well.
So it could have been worse.
It could have been worse, but my fat is back and more.
Fat is back.
Fat is
do
back
they do
and
like
more.
A little like transformation
fat.
Of like the original scan to like where you're at now. It's like boom.
Yeah,
like,
no, I was no. You even saw. You know, like it shows like your body on the side. Ooh, you saw. It was. I was curvy.
There's more purple along the
yes,
outside.
Yes, big bag. I was back, but.
Do you want to get back to where you were?
No.
Oh,
wait, do get back to what I was in the transformation or
transformation? Like,
I was honestly like way too like thin, like sickly. Like it's also unsustainable. Like I cannot do that, but I want to go back to at least halfway. When I was halfway, I loved my size when I was halfway. So I am, I'm back on it.
Good. So fruits and coffee with a little bit of creamer. Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. But I'm just watching myself again. Right. You have to reel it in. You know, when you get carried away a few months, you're like, oh shit, I'm really bad. Oh, I've been drinking a lot. I've been eating bad. Once you realize it, reel it back in for a few months. And then
have you guys ever had to do like deload weeks?
What is that?
The hell is that?
You like lift weights at like 50% of like what you normally lift them at for like a week after doing 6 weeks of like heavy lifting.
Oh no, I don't do that.
On a deload week.
I feel
it
like
feels
that's,
like it's like,
I feel like it's pointless.
But then you come back and then your body is like, it goes even like stronger. It kicks it into like higher gear.
Oh no, I never heard of that.
But it just feels like it's like a waste of time, but it's like important to do.
Interesting. And do you feel like you're getting a good workout when you go 50%?
No, but at least you're doing something and you're not fully stagnating for a week. It's just yeah. 1 week. It's like five days. Of
yeah.
It. But I don't know. I'm just doing it to see. I mean, that's part of my program that I'm on, but it's so just interesting being in this deload phase.
Got it. Okay.
I'll be interested to see how it really pays off the week after going back.
Yes. I'm also excited to see how fast I get back because my like muscle memory. Just yeah. like I'm curious to see if
no
I'm able
intended.
To like get back to it quicker and my body's able to remember what it did.
Mm.
You know?
Well, good.
So that's all I mean. That's my week.
Okay.
That was my past few days. My mom is also in town. So, you know, we've been like checking up on each other. Just as
you're
her,
about
man.
To say checking each other out.
Yeah, checking each other out.
you're about to.
No, my mom. Yeah, my mom's in town. She's like helping me like stay on track.
Making your meals.
Making my meals and keeping me.
That's good.
In line.
In line.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure I don't go off the edge.
Well, good. That's what mothers are for.
Yeah, and she's really good. She's a health freak. So,
what'd you get her for Mother's Day?
I got her.
I just realized in the moment I know what my mom wants. I just haven't bought the thing for her.
Oh.
I mean, just a full day of like massage. I took her out to like Muscle Lab.
Nice.
That was our Mother's Day. Her Mother's Day consisted of like just health wellness related shit because we are not like going out and eating. We're not like doing anything like that. So we're not going out and drinking. We're not going out and.
I got my mom a KitchenAid mixer.
That's nice.
Wow, those really, things are expensive too. Cried.
That's what Remy and Alicia got Patricia and I for.
She
our
got us
wedding.
One too.
Have you seen those like new fancy little mixers they have that basically like cook anything? They have like a screen on it, and like you can make tons of dishes with this one thing. They're like $1,000. Yes, Thermomix. This
baby, this is what I need. What's this?
It looks kind of like a KitchenAid thing, or
like a nightmare to clean.
Yeah, what is that?
It basically
what was all the levels?
All it tells you exactly what you need to put in, and it can like boil the pasta. Then you add the other stuff, and it just makes it all. It looks like it's straight out of fucking Spy Kids. And it's
what?
But I think they're very expensive. My whole thing with them is like, how cheap is this going to be in 5 years? You know, it's like. I think it's going to be.
Wait, I'm still trying to figure out what this is. What is it?
It does everything.
Wow. Okay, so this
peeler, slicing, grating, slow cooker, fermentation, rice cooker, warm, egg boiler.
Hell no. This blending. You know what? This is giving all-in-one shampoo. I feel like this is not good. There's no way. There's no way that all these work. Great.
Machine. Yeah, I'm curious. Like, it's like a crock pot recipe. Like the crock pot food can kind of hit good, but it's like, it's still crock pot at the end of the day.
The way I see it though, I feel like it's kind of like you can only use one of those settings at a time. But most of the time you're cooking, you like need a crock pot with some other type. Like you need multiple appliances
I think this is definitely slower.
Right, but not at the same time.
Slower, I think, than normal cooking.
Yes.
Because you're having to wait for it to be done, but it's a thing to do that, mm-hmm. I don't know.
So that's why, Heath, you have to buy four of these for $4,000.
Exactly.
So you can do all at the same time.
It's massive.
That's bigger than I expected. Wow.
Yeah, it definitely takes up a big space your counter.
It's like a pressure cooker.
I'll wait for Remy to buy it, make a video of it.
Oh, she definitely will. I can't wait to see her.
Get on it, Remy. Let me know how it is.
I can hardly figure out my air fryer. I love it to death, but the buttons, I just press anything, and I just keep an eye on it.
Right, me too. I feel like it all cooks the same. Whatever button you press.
As long as you do this
every
2 minutes and put it back, you're good.
I like a basket air fryer. The one that looks just basically like a little toaster oven.
No.
Yeah. I don't even want to touch it.
The glass door lift up.
It's like hot. You're like, fuck. Shit, there's crumbs all up in it. I like a little basket one.
I wish I had the one that was like with a pan where you could just like carry it and then shake it and put it down.
That's
you have to like.
Mine has a basket that you pull out. You like do this and then you kind of like. Give it a good shake, and then you stick it back in.
I need to get that one.
Mm-hmm.
Get a good one. That's like Teflon free.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Or you just Postmates.
We just treated ourselves to a nice mini fridge.
Oh, cute.
We finally did it.
You got that one?
We got Rocco. The Rolls Royce of mini fridges.
What color?
Wait, which one?
Cream. We did the cream with the gold handle.
Because
it was a collab.
We treated ourselves.
We have been looking at this mini fridge for so long.
Amazing.
Okay,
guys,
shall we?
Intro. We forget because we're having so much fun.
Okay.
It's Coffee Talk, baby! Let's go! Hey! Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And I look like a Miami club promoter.
I thought you spilled stuff on yourself.
You look like a painter.
Did you buy them with the paint splatters on?
I did.
They look good. I always like good paint splattered pants, but I feel like
it looks real.
But I feel like
it doesn't
what?
Look like it was. It done looks too real. To be
no H&M kind of like.
Oh, this looks. You like this?
No, yeah, that does look actually like you went to work.
It doesn't look like somebody tried to make it look like you got paint on. Like,
oh, that's great.
Like,
okay.
As a design.
Oh, I love that. Okay, well, maybe it was like an actual. Well, I mean, I paint on my spare time, so. You know?
Yeah, you look like a workshop guy.
Yeah, you know me, baby. Mm-hmm. You know me. Mm-mm. If you are listening right now, you know that right now we are drinking the best energy drink in the world, baby. Accelerator.
That's right. And you know I've got my orange ice pop. It's my favorite flavor.
Mine too.
And I'm getting sustained energy. I'm accelerating my metabolism. And my focus is enhanced.
And it's not just that, Heath. It is the perfect drink because it's only got 5 calories, baby. It's going to keep you skinty. It's going to keep you thin. Your waist is going to be snatched. And best drink to have when you're about to work out. If you're about to take on the day, you're about to go out with your friends. You know what? You want to stay up all night. And you need something to just get your energy back up. Accelerate is the way to go. And the flavor is out of this world. They got so many flavors. Just check out the Amazon, guys. Our favorite flavors are obviously Orange Ice Pop. It is so delicioso. We drink it every day.
And right now, you could subscribe on Amazon to sign up for a discounted rate and get these delivered right to your doorstep.
Exactly. Get all your favorite flavors straight to your door every month. What are you waiting for, baby? Don't you want that deliciousness in your freaking tongue?
Thank you, Accelerator. We love you.
Love you way too much. Click the link in the description, baby. Matt and I got to... Oh, no. Did you go last night? No, you didn't.
To what?
To Mission Impossible?
No.
I did.
Didn't even get an invite.
Oh, you didn't?
I feel bad because I feel like there were like two past, like it's Paramount, right?
Yeah.
There were like past two ones we didn't go to because we were like out of town and I feel like.
Yeah, also those type of things. So I told Abigail like months ago, I was like, I want to go to Mission Impossible. So,
okay.
So yeah. I told her. I told her I wanted to go. So she made it happen.
Did you meet Tommy?
No, it was a screening. It wasn't a premiere.
Oh, okay.
No, the premiere's in New York, and some people actually got to go to that one, too.
Okay, cool. But was the
The movie cool? Amazing.
Incredible.
So good.
Just keep... They keep...
It's...
They did it again.
They did it again. He just does not miss. And you could tell, like, just with just the way... His movies, like you're watching, you're just like, you know, he was screaming at everybody to get that scene right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, he is such a perfectionist just by watching his films. And I'm just so worried about the day he dies. Like, who's going to replace him? Like, who's going to be our next Tom Cruise?
That they always say is the last movie star is the last one, like Leo DiCaprio. Like, will there be another person that will be as globally like influential?
I don't
and powerful
think so.
In
no, nobody our age that's coming up right now is going to be the next Tom Cruise. I just don't believe it.
I think people unfortunately get over people so fast. Like people have this hype for a little bit and then they move on to the next person. Whereas in the 80s, 90s, those people are still being talked about.
But this one's called The Final Reckoning,
the
right?
The Final Reckoning.
There's no way it's the final.
But
it is.
But wasn't the last one called Reckoning? What? This is the last one ever?
The final, yeah. It's promoted as the last movie.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
He's getting old.
Yeah, I don't know if he can stunt
He's getting old, but like, but the stunts he was doing in this movie, my God, you're watching like,
well, did you see the video, the behind the scenes video of him breaking his ankle doing the stunt?
Ooh, his
which
foot
one?
Bending backwards?
Which stunt was he doing? Oh, let me see.
Oh!
Oh, shit.
Ow! Ow, that's gotta hurt.
That's my bookie.
Mm-hmm.
He's so fucking cool. So cool. But these interviews, man, he looks so young, but when you see him in person, you're like, ooh! Boy's ready to rest!
Have you ever heard about the rumor that like Tom Cruise has never seen a movie?
He's never seen
one
a movie.
One of his own?
Like when
call me Tom Cruise?
But there's these interviews with him where they go, do you love movies? What's your favorite movies? He's like, oh, I just love all of them. I love the popcorn, going to the theater. And they're like,
have you seen that movie?
Okay,
yeah, many times.
But what movie? And he like can never give a direct answer or talk about another film. It's this strange thing. It's like Lea Michele can't read.
Yeah.
Has Tom Cruise seen a movie?
What if Tom Cruise has anxiety, right, Mariah?
Maybe.
What if he's like anxious? He doesn't want to like talk about it.
I mean,
it.
Doesn't he have like severe ADD and they have to like feed him lines like... pretty often.
Yeah, if I was asked, oh, like, what movies do you watch? I'd be like, I just love the popcorn and going to the movie theater with my friends.
Yeah.
I couldn't name a fucking movie that I watched except for Mission Impossible because I just watched it. But before that, I can't even tell you what I watched. No idea.
Wait, so you went to Mission Impossible, but there was also another premiere that same night, and it was...
We talked about
Final Destination Bloodlines.
Final Destination. It was the only two movies I wanted to watch.
Terry Joe said it was great.
The same night.
Yeah.
Same night.
I heard it's really good. So, yeah,
I didn't even see any, like, photos or videos from the premiere. Like, I have no idea what it looked like. It probably was, like, the Saw one. Remember the Saw one that we went to for me?
Yeah, it was...
Maybe it was just, like, really low-key. Yeah. So that's why we didn't really see it, but... I can't wait. It's going to come out in theaters. I'm going to be the first one in the theater.
Absolutely.
To watch it. But me and Mariah discussed it. We're like, Mariah, like, what's more important? The Final Destination premiere or Mission Impossible? I'm like, she was like, younger me would have loved to go to the Final Destination premiere, but Mission Impossible is just like the one to go to.
Not.
You know? It's the last one. It's the final reckoning. My mom was so bummed that Tom Cruise wasn't there. Because
she thought
Tom Cruise was going to be there because like, the dress code was formal and it was like a red carpet. Yeah. So in her, I was like, oh, I'm gonna meet Tom Cruise. I'm like,
she
yeah,
saw her
mom.
Future with him. She thought they were gonna like bump into each other at the bar, grabbing drinks.
She's single, ready to go. Yeah. She really wanted to be Mrs. Cruise and she was ready to.
She was ready for her own impossible mission.
Oh, exactly. Of
getting him to fall in love with her.
Impossible. You know what I'm saying? very good. 10 out of 10. Go watch. I was honestly on the edge of my seat.
Okay, good.
We all looked at each other like, damn, that was fucking good. There was some Fast and Furious moments where you're just like, I cannot. But you're like, you know what, Tom? It's your last one.
Let him do it.
Let him do it. Let him have fun.
As long as he had a good time making it.
No, it looked like he did.
Wow, he's 62.
62.
Insane. Is he with Ana de Armas? Are they dating?
No.
Oh.
No, he's married, I thought.
No, he's not.
I didn't know he was single.
Hasn't
Mom!
Been since 2012.
Can you search girlfriend? Mom. I thought I heard he's with Ana de Armas.
No, she was in a movie with him.
Look at that.
Guys, look, she was in his last movie.
Okay, but look, Tom Cruise goes all out to impress new girlfriend Ana de Armas. Daily Mail, so it has to be real.
Fuck that. You know she's in it she's trying to get into Scientology or something. I don't believe it's real.
Scientology will hook you up.
I know.
You get every movie role.
You sure do.
Every time I talk about Tom Cruise, there's a page that's like all about like anti-Scientology. They grab these clips that'll be talking about how much Tom Cruise. They make a whole thing like fucking cancel them. I'm like, guys, let's separate the artist from the...
The art from the artist.
Please.
Who gives a shit? Let him fucking crazy. Have you seen his movies? Shut the fuck up.
Period. Go off.
Look
at
his movies are fucking good. You try to make a movie like that. Try to make a movie like Mission Impossible and see.
And try to do it 10 times.
You try to fucking be attached on a plane going upside down, vertical G's 36, and see if you can fucking survive that without passing out. Motherfucker, it was a 30-minute scene. I couldn't believe it. I was watching like, damn!
I do love how he's not stuntman turned actor.
He's actor turned stuntman.
And that, that's acting.
Yeah, that's fucking sick.
Do stuntmen, like, are they booked and busy? Is it a tough industry to go into, though?
I would imagine there's competition, but like my buddy Reed.
That's right.
So he's a professional stuntman and that's all he does for work.
Do you get offers from your agent? Like, listen, we need a stunt guy. You got to walk on fire and then throw yourself up against the building.
They do all that. So,
yes or no?
They have a group.
Yeah.
They're Brand X. So that's like their stuntman group. So their group will get hired for certain movies or things like that. And they would say whoever has the availability within the group can go do the movie.
You have to kind of like resemble.
Yeah. And you have to like look like the person if they're like more on camera type stuff or it's background. Like for motorcycle riding, for Sons of Anarchy type thing, you don't really need to have somebody as an actor that's just on a bike in the background, right?
Yeah.
Unless size matters, I guess, when it comes to that type of shit.
Yeah. So they would just get a bigger stuntman that rides bikes. But like you would just do like different things like that or balls.
Is it just me or do you feel like stunt actors in the 90s were so dramatic? Like, I'm talking like civilian stunt people. It's like Little Rascals and they're driving around the streets and people are like dodging out of the way. Yeah. Just like normal civilians.
You think those are stuntmen?
Of course. They're stunt people. But like,
but doing
I just
that?
Feel like in the 90s, they were so like, they would just like leap
like,
out of
like
the way.
Like this with the two arms.
Yeah.
To get out of the way from a car.
Really
they
true.
Were so over the top. just like, whoa.
Like a goalie for soccer, how they do like the double armed, like kind of dive like that. They were doing
They wanted
that
to be
lot.
On camera. Yeah. They wanted that flex. They wanted to show off their friends. Hey, look, that's me. You know, that's what you have to like.
Huh.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our Wi-Fi's been out now for 48 hours because some...
The wife?
Our Wi-Fi.
Oh.
My wife.
My wife's been out.
The wife has been out.
48 hours.
Our Wi-Fi has been out for 48 hours now.
Oh my, the horror.
Down, we live like off of Melrose Place, and you know how Melrose goes down, but then you take that
on the corner of Melrose and what?
I'm not going to get specific, but we live close to Melrose Place, all right? But Melrose, the street goes, you know, all the way through LA, but then it splits to go down Melrose Place. There's so many accidents. Guys late at night will go speeding down Melrose, and they don't know.
Don't make the turn. They just keep going.
They don't know, and then they like hit this curb, and just accidents happen all the time late at night.
Okay.
This guy was driving like a white Mercedes at 120 miles an hour.
No.
Like flipped it on its side up against the Golden Goose building right there.
Oh wow.
Really?
And I know his license plate. Should I say it?
Say yeah. It.
Ghost wait, 4.
Wait,
I don't
Wait,
I
hold on. Wait, wait. You're saying you know you checked it because
Well, our internet went out one night. We're like, that's weird. I don't know. Let's just go to bed and we'll look into it in the morning. It was still out. We saw there was an outage in our area, but it's weird cuz our duplex, the unit right next to us, they got Wi-Fi. We don't. I don't understand how the outage splits right between walls.
It was the
walls.
Fucking rats.
It was. But the guy, when he ran into the wall, hit the cable box that provides cable all the way down the block.
Oh, no.
And but insane. 120 miles an hour, no injuries, and didn't have to go to jail.
Wait, what do you mean he didn't have to go to jail?
That's what everyone was saying in the Instagram comments. The guy was able to walk away.
What? And he wasn't drunk.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
120
Dude, 120 miles.
An
that's hour. You're going to jail. That's stupid. Fucking. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Do you go? I feel like
you go to. Yeah.
Taken
no.
Away from
there's
you.
A degree
30,
of how
30 over.
30 over. You go to jail. Well, then what happened?
Wait. Are there cameras on that street? Cameras can detect how fast you're going on the street, right?
You could also. They have like forensic people that will be able to determine your exact speed by the way, like if you slammed the brakes, like how far you skid versus how far like the car got crushed. You're able to like kind of like determine the speed.
Doesn't
at
the
impact.
Car even save that shit? It doesn't
like
by
a
time,
black box.
Some sort of no, it doesn't have
maybe
that.
Maybe Tesla's. You might be able to.
Yeah, can we just scan the QR code here to get some
scary.
Data of how
you've
been
right?
driving?
They stop
busted,
you?
Like we got all the
Matt,
data.
Matt, that's a great idea for like cops.
But it's an overreach. I don't know. But
it's smart though.
Yeah, that's what happened. We've been out of Wi-Fi, and we went down there last night just to check in on the workers, see how they're doing. Like, hey, Wi-Fi's been out, and they were like, "Oh, really?" And they were asking like where our address was. He's like, "Yeah, it might be out for another 24 hours."
We're
wow. Bummer. It's kind of wild when your internet goes out. Like your TV is connected to the internet. We don't have traditional cable, so we can't watch anything.
Nobody. The thing I wonder how many people in this city have traditional cable in their TV.
Probably not many.
Not many.
It's crazy how we all had it just 15 years ago. Everyone had cable TV.
And I don't even know if the movies I have purchased that I own. Are those even downloaded onto my TV? There was a moment.
No,
where I'm
no,
like,
you have to. What? You have to download it. Like you, if you bought it, doesn't mean it's just.
That's
downloaded.
Why I hate these digital downloads for like buying movies like that.
Because you never really truly own the file. Mm-hmm. Yep. The same thing with video games. Even if you get the digital download, do you really own it?
No. You don't.
Because like you said, you forget your login or you like get a new TV or whatever
you're
thing.
You're fucked.
Yeah. So we've just gone. I just knitted and listened to an audiobook. I was trying to entertain myself.
31.
And do you really own the book?
You know, right? I make sure audiobook. I have the physical book.
At least you own that knitting. Knitting.
Just doing something. I felt Amish for a little bit.
Something tangible.
All respect to the Amish.
I love that.
That's the Mission Impossible shit that happened down the street.
Oh, so that was that same night.
Yeah,
same
day. Why our Wi-Fi went out, because that guy went down at 125 miles and crashed an important cable modem box.
Shit. All right. Yeah. All right. All right. All right.
So, yeah, that's what happened to us recently.
Do you have fiber in your area?
I don't think so.
Fiber?
I keep rechecking to see if it pops up in like our neighborhood where we are.
Yeah.
It's just so much better.
It's really insane.
So much faster. It's more reliable.
Because it's going through all those tubes.
Oh. But it's not everywhere yet.
It will be. It will be. I'm optimistic.
Anybody looking to make 10 grand real quick? There's a puppy on the loose with a $10,000 reward in this neighborhood.
I saw that. He
Jordan.
What kind of pup?
It's 10 grand. It looked like Joe's.
The one Joe has.
Sad Bobby.
Oh.
It's another one of those, but it's 10 grand. People are posting. They're like, $10,000. Come here.
Right. It's crazy. I saw that sign. I was like, oh, crazy. And then 5 minutes later, on my phone,
somebody
filmed it, and it was a viral TikTok. I'm like, that's crazy.
I would not take $10,000.
That just gets someone who stole it to give it back.
Yes.
But that person probably has already stole that dog and sold it. That's the sad part.
Yeah.
Is that that's that level of a designer dog.
Oh, you think they're that quick with it?
People steal designer dogs to then sell them to someone else, acting like it's their dog.
At a discounted rate.
Like, not $10,000.
They
right,
not sell that
for $10,000. They're pissed now. Now they have to contact that seller. Hey, look, give it back to me for $3K. I know there's a deal. If you saw that sign,
can they not? You know how like dogs get chipped.
Yeah.
Can we not make that chip just like I can just put my phone up to the dog and it goes boop? Okay, this is
You'd have to plant. You'd have to like.
I know dogs get chipped, but then you have to take it to like a vet or somebody to scan it. But like it would be nice if the chip was just something like an RFID one that your phone could just go, boop.
Yeah.
It verifies what this dog is that you just bought.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, sharks.
That's a good idea. Great idea. You're talking about for dogs that are just like, when a dog's trying to be like a stolen dog. This is to protect
a stolen dog getting resold. Is that a buyer?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it's dog trafficking.
Yeah. When you're buying a car, you get the Carfax.
Right.
You know?
It's puppy trafficking.
It shows it's got a stolen report.
Yeah. You know the whole history.
Would you want to be bought and sold?
No.
Exactly. Who am I fighting with?
Yeah, we're all on the same team here.
Well, yeah. I just want to believe in something. Fucking
That's
wired.
What happened to Lady Gaga with her dogs, right? They got...
Yeah, they got... Right off the street. Right off the street.
Oh, speaking of Lady Gaga, did you see she had that concert? This was, sorry for a little late to talking about this. She had that concert down in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, 2 million.
2 million plus.
Insane.
People attended?
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that at some point, isn't that just like a safety hazard?
I don't know how.
That's a lot of fucking people in one area.
Imagine you're in the middle of that, like, I gotta pee.
I can't find.
Where is the bus?
Excuse me.
Well, they speak Portuguese.
Or I need to fucking leave. I'm like, how do you leave when you're in the middle of a 2 million plus crowd?
I think Brazil just goes crazy with concerts, though, because I remember watching like videos of Iron Maiden. In Brazil, and the crowd is crazy.
They're so diehard
about just like live music, like any genre too. Like they're just like really, really into it.
It brought like $106 million to like their economy down there.
Insane.
I guess though, that's why they do it for free, because they just know it's gonna be like. They pay her
a
lot.
What do you mean for free? Lady Gaga did it for free?
No, the concert, no, she didn't do it for free, but the concert to attend it, that was free.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah, of course.
Down on the beach, $2.5 million or 2.5 million people.
She got paid to perform.
Yes.
But not from ticket sales.
Oh, but you know, after she left, she was like, I need to get paid more. That was 2 million people I just performed. I
broke
for.
One of the biggest records of all time.
Insane.
It's the highest one for a female artist. She beat Madonna. Madonna did did like 1.6 million at some point in her career.
I can't even like 2 million people. I need to like see that with my own eyes, like out in front of me.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. Wow.
Rod Stewart
in Copacabana, 1994, 3.5 million people.
Wait, where's Copacabana?
That's there. That's where they...
No, where is Copacabana?
Brazil.
Oh, my God.
Guinness World Record.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, the Guinness World Records now is basically like a bit of a scam. Like,
I heard.
It used to be like a legit institution.
They're making it too niche.
You now. Too many specific things. So now it's like an ad. They do basically ads for brands. So they'll be like, hey.
Get money.
Hey, Burger King, do you guys want. We'll do a collab with you guys and we'll make sure you guys make the biggest burger. And they use that as advertising for Guinness World Records now to make money. It's not as cool as it was getting the book and being like, this person has the longest fingernails ever. It's just these
because they're not making stunts. They're not making how they're making any money off it. They have to make money off it somehow, right?
Damn, I loved those books though. I used to get one every single year.
Yeah, me too.
The
with
lime
the different
green
years
with
on
the
it.
Little circles.
Yeah, how many are they updating every year?
I don't even know if they're
books.
Still making them
I bet
that.
I'm sure still they put are. Out
yeah,
a book.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because there's massive collectors of those
let's
books.
Let's get in on that. Yeah. The most coffee talks. Nobody's ever had
that's
that.
It. Oh, those were good.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my.
Type in.
That's 2000. Crazy. I had
2002. Go 2002.
It's so
was that the
funny.
Purple one?
I think it was the green.
Oh.
It was that green
it's
with
so
the
funny
rings,
that we
circles.
All think of the fingernail woman.
Yeah.
That was
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. My buddy John had that one.
Wow.
That one
was
no, I had it. The gold one. This
you,
one.
You get that?
Yeah, that's
that
the one we had, too. The gold
yeah,
one.
You get that at the Scholastic Book Fair? I remember there was a woman who had the heaviest boobs.
What?
It was like... my like, seven-year-old brain couldn't
yeah, that was your Playboy magazine.
Heaviest boobs?
This is ripped out of the book. I'll take that one.
I had the 2004.
Well, you got it every year for Christmas or something?
I used to every single year. It was Scholastic Book Fair. I'd take my money and then I would go. That was
all right.
That was my book.
It's a bit of a scam, but we'd love to break a world record.
Of course. I think we can.
It's not as cool anymore to like say you broke a world record.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, how much did you pay for that spot? But also like, I feel like if somebody posted it, I would just scroll.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about it where it doesn't feel cool, like seeing a world record.
I like physical feats. Like, a person to do the most amount of backflips in a row in a minute.
Yeah.
All right.
But I don't like when they start doing it on, like, a verse. It's most amount of backflips in a minute.
It's,
and then it's like, well, most in 10 minutes. Like, there's, like.
Yeah,
it could be anything. Like, I want to see something, like, physical
me.
In a way where it's, like, tallest man alive. I
bingo.
Love that.
I love good. The collabs where they go, we just reunited the tallest person
with the shortest
person.
Did you see the biggest dog and the smallest dog just met?
Oh.
No.
Smallest dog?
Yes.
I'm concerned.
No, it was so cute.
Big dogs, great. No, it exists. The smaller a dog gets, the more concerned where I'm like, is it just a borderline fetus of a dog?
Yeah.
Like,
look how cute.
Is that really the smallest dog?
They just met.
I bet it has to meet a certain age requirement. Like
it has to be the smallest,
full grown.
Look at the size difference.
They got to make a show out of that.
They loved each other.
That's a movie right there.
Guys, this was huge news. Where were you?
It's the size of a hand.
They put him in a teacup.
I don't watch the cable TV anymore.
Oh.
look at that head. Aww.
He's so cute.
I freaking
Which
love
one
him.
Would you rather have, though, as a pet?
The biggest
big one.
Dog.
The
big
smaller
one. For
one.
Sure. Oh, big,
it's easier
really?
To clean.
Big dog. They're gentle giants.
Big
no,
poop,
I
though.
I know that
big,
they're
like,
sweet. I have no problem with a sweet big dog. It's the smell and the drool and the hair.
The drool.
Just
bad.
Your house is going to stink.
Which
your
one's going to make me more money? Which one's going to make me more money? If people are going to line it, would you rather buy a ticket to see the world's largest dog or the world's smallest dog?
Largest dog.
Definitely.
Yeah, because I want to play with him.
Yeah. When you see those... those types of dogs, like I saw one at the Grove. It was like a horse.
Yeah, they're
like,
huge.
Damn.
Insane.
You could just put a saddle on that.
Oh, they got in the Guinness World Record book.
Oh, look at that. Now that's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see a backflips in 2 minutes. Who gives a shit? So fucking dumb.
But I always feel bad for the person who's the tallest person in the world, because the person who's the shortest, they're booked and busy. They can zip around the world all they want, doing meet and greets and appearances. When you're the tallest person on the world, there ain't a damn plane that can fit you.
Yeah.
You are.
You need to be in a fucking lay down tube.
Robert. 8 foot something, the tallest man.
Oh, yeah.
Robert was his name.
It's so hard for them to get around to make money.
Yeah.
What are they going to do, cameos all day?
And a lot of times they have, like, the health problems that tall people have are much worse.
Do you remember seeing this picture everywhere?
Yes. Oh, my. Look at him.
Robert.
That's so sick.
But how did he get around?
You can tell that suit looks custom.
He needed a Segway. They needed to give him a Segway.
Oh my God. He died young, no?
Gone too soon.
Yeah.
Where's that biopic?
Matt, he kind of looks like you.
A little bit. I think we both have Marfan syndrome.
I think he was
8'11". Some of these basketball players, they are fucking close to that shit. We were at F1.
Who is
motherfucker
the tallest,
was so tall.
Tallest person
alive.
Yeah,
it's alive. A woman right now. Shout out to the women.
Eight foot 2 inches.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine being the person to have to stretch them. I'd be exhausted. Mariah, with her leg, like.
Oh, it's just so much bone.
So much. Wait. How was your poop? Oh, Heath. How was your poop?
I did it. I had to pee. I was holding it for a long time,
you
and
did
I just
pee-pee?
Couldn't.
Was it dark yellow or light?
Dark.
Oh, it's Zane.
You're gonna bring up like bring toilet up. Talk, are you?
I did.
Toilet talk.
Skibbity toilet.
Toilet talk.
It's okay.
Do you think there's a podcast out there called Toilet Talk, and all they do is just talk about poo poo and
toilet
pee-pee?
Talk. I don't mind it. Here's the thing: we all do it. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's not like it's not gross to me.
But yeah, I had a TT. I'm okay now. Sorry, I had to run out.
You're good.
Feel much better though.
Awesome.
We got a new Pope.
Pope Leo.
Oh, I did.
Pope Leo.
I don't even know what he looks like. I didn't look.
He's American.
He's from Chicago.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, we kind of called that too. We were like, it could be an American Pope.
Also, his name's not Leo.
Well, he picks that name.
He chose.
I know. I didn't know they get to choose their name.
Yeah, you get to like choose whoever you want to.
Okay.
He picked Leo because he likes Leo the cat.
Pop icon.
Leo 14th from, Chicago. And he has like two brothers, and they're like interviewing the brothers who are back home in suburbia. They're like, so your brother's Pope. One.
They're like, he's a Red Sox fan.
If my brother got elected Pope, get me on a private jet. Take
We're
me to
going
Vatican.
To the Vatican.
I want to party.
Go to the Vatican.
Yo, I want to get the hook up. I couldn't imagine my brother was Pope. I'd be like, fly me out.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy all the perks. And
Let's go to the E.
So, but then I learned this about the last Pope. So the Pope gets like kind of their own private apartment at the Vatican, like a very luxury kind of penthouse situation. Last Pope, Pope Francis, was like, opted out. Wanted, I guess, to live with all the other cardinals or the other people who stay at the Vatican. And
he's humble. I like
humble.
That.
This guy was like, take me to the top
penthouse.
But I want to look
showed
out.
Him they showed him like the room. There was, because what happens is that's where the Pope died, though, is in this fancy room. And they ribbon it up when he dies.
Yeah.
And then the next time they open it is when the new Pope comes in.
Yes.
But no one knows if he's going to stay there. If you were the Pope, though, would you want to stay in that room? But if you were told that the last Pope didn't do that, what would you do? They were like, well, the last Pope, he decided to be a little charitable and noble and said no to the luxury. Would you say yes to the luxury or no?
It all depends on, he's already Pope, right? It's not like he can, like somebody can pull him off from being Pope.
Right.
He's already got the position. Just take care of yourself.
But what if you were like, no, I can't say yes to this. Take me down to the other quarters. You get there, you're like, bitch, this ain't
I want
to
go back.
Yeah, you're like, the Pope's been flip-flopping in between rooms, can't make up his mind. He's like Goldilocks up in there.
The way I would do it, I'd be like, listen, I'm taking on the role, and I will wholeheartedly fulfill this role. And the Pope is supposed to be in this tower, and I will be in this tower.
Yeah, we got to make use of this real estate.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to let this go to waste.
Like, who else is going to sit there? You
We're going to, yes. Because I'm the only one that can be here. Correct. And if that's the case, instead of leaving it empty, I'll live here. I'll live in the tower.
You probably get a little peace and quiet. You don't have to deal with all this the small talk, like just go into your room down the big hallway with everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's I want to see like day in the life of like a Pope. Like I want to see a TikTok.
Get ready with me.
Get ready with me. Like Pope, get ready with me as I come out to the people. I don't know. Just like I want to see something. I want to see something from the Pope.
A lot of meet and greets. A lot of meet and greets.
Like we need a lot of meet and greets every day.
That's all it is.
Every day.
Yeah. I mean, you're doing masses and then going out and meeting people
and blessing them.
Yeah, and blessing them, spreading the good news.
A lot of work.
Hell no. I mean, heck no. That's a lot of work.
He loves the gadgets. He had Apple Watch on. Pen. He had an Apple Watch on.
Oh, they're allowed to wear that?
This Pope wore an Apple Watch during his first mass. So
he's
tracking his steps.
The Red Sox game. He was looking at
he's a White Sox fan.
Oh, it's White Sox. That's what you said.
Do you think the Pope ever gets sponsored by like a Gucci for like their robe and shit? Like when they're like
definitely
get
Versace.
Sent. Versace. Yes. I can see that.
Yes. I bet a lot of those Italian Catholic owned brands
send
him the nicest stuff, but he probably refuses and donates.
But, so you won't catch the Pope at like Paris Fashion Week.
No,
like walking through, he's sitting in the front. I don't know. He seems like you know. I see his drip. He looks good.
No,
but no. Okay,
would be interesting. Would be a sight to see.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't think closer to me after 50 milligrams of THC. Give me, I'm closer to God than any Pope.
We're talking.
Me and him are in the living room.
He is in my ear.
We might be his age by the time the next Pope comes, though. Like
really?
Let's see. He could be 98. We'll be 60.
How old is he?
He's 60. I think he's 68.
Oh, that's pretty. That's young for a Pope.
Yeah,
it is crazy that he could be there for 30 years and
yeah, wow. You know, he's living good.
People say like the memes were so great. They're like our new body of Christ. It's like deep dish pizza. Yeah.
Stupid.
Damn.
People do montages. When I'm back in Chicago, I feel it.
That's good. I would love to. Because I don't want to make assumptions of like, you know, any Pope. I've never met one. I'd love to meet one. I'd wait in a line for half a day to meet the Pope.
Oh.
Put his hand on you. He puts his hand on you and come out of his
like, you need God bad.
He's like, you need
He's doing his holy water and touches you and is like
a little extra.
He's just like unbottling that shit, just like, oh boy, power of Christ compels you, child.
It's a good scene. It's a good TikTok. We should.
It would be really cool to go this year for the Jubilee, though.
That's like,
I'll be packed.
25 years.
Crazy.
It's a long time.
You know,
in between.
Pope is going to be all up in that Jubilee.
Damn, he got it on the Jubilee,
on
too.
On Jubilee. Man. You know, he's coming out for press. Come on.
It's Pope on Jubilee. It's him blind dating.
Yeah.
Bunch of nuns.
One is a sinner. One of the seven are sinners.
Wow. True believer.
There's one that's not a nun.
Oh, man.
That's an amazing video idea. Oh my God.
It's a Jubilee video
nuns
for sure.
One is not a nun.
Nuns are like the backbone of the whole Catholic Church. Like,
that's true.
What would the Catholic Church be without nuns?
Okay, so Heath and I, when we were in Miami, did I show you this page? Or I think you said, Heath and I constantly, we send each other before and after pictures of like people's like face
crazy.
Like it's, and at first I thought it was fake. I thought I was like, oh, these are so obviously
we'll send really
AI.
Good ones or really bad ones.
Plastic surgery.
Yes. And I used to see really bad ones. That's all that popped on my feed. I was like, oh, these are terrible. Like I can't believe, but scary, scary. Right. And I was like, I've never seen like a good one, but like, I guess the only ones you can get are like really bad ones, like scary ones. I don't know why you'd want to do that. And then all of a sudden I saw one good one. I was like, oh my God, I went to this page. There's this doctor in Bogota, Colombia, who just transforms people.
Every single one turns into a male model
like,
at the
just
end.
A model.
Like, you could be like a normal kind of average looking. There's people that don't need to do it really.
Yeah.
Like they're like side by side looks like siblings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When you
but
see
what is
some
it?
Of these transformations, you're going to lose your mind.
This guy does not miss.
Zane.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I would just be so worried my friends would recognize me. Like, it's me, guys.
You know what? Get used to it, bud. Get used to it.
He's changed.
No, but Zane,
your personality, like, though, is not the same.
Zane, imagine, like, you've known me for years. All of a sudden, I come in. You'd be like,
Heath, you know what? I'd get over, because guess what? When you shave your hair, your beard, you look like a completely different person. So I will get used to it.
Yeah, he does incredible work on the jawlines. Like, a lot of these, like, their jawlines just look completely snatched, wider, stronger.
Matt, I thought it was one of those, like, fake pages. When I saw this page, I was like, oh, this is obviously fake AI.
It almost seems like he's face-tuning. Like, he did a good job, but he, like, is accentuating what he already did.
Exactly.
More.
But these are 100% real. I'm going to all these videos. I'm not going to pull up the video, but there's videos of all these people. Nothing is face-tuned.
Where does he live? This doc?
Columbia.
Columbia.
Yeah.
I always wanted to go to Columbia. Yeah,
me too. I actually DM'd him.
No, you didn't. Are you?
I'm not going to get any. It's just fun to see. It's fun to see.
What are you like? What do you charge?
Guys, look.
He goes, what would you do to me?
I think it's fun.
Zane's like converting whatever the currency is in Colombia to like USD.
Look, guys, I'm not saying I'm doing this. I'm just saying, they sell it good. They sell it good. Look at these fuckers right here. Mm. They look amazing.
Do you want to be that good looking though?
Zane, yes.
Zane, do you? Yeah. Why, look, you can't tell me.
Why not?
You can't tell me.
That's the thing. Why not? Because when it's this possible, why not? What's stopping you?
Matt, if everybody were to walk into that office and somebody gives them the cash to get this done, what's the percentage that are going to get this done? You tell me.
Why not?
Mine would be my anxiety of just knowing everybody knows I have this like different
face. Well, Matt, guess what?
That's why we're flying back and forth once a month for a year. One job. Come back.
Do it slow. No,
just a little.
Slow and steady. Heath, what do you do with that? You work out. You eat better. They're going to be like, he's really taking care of himself. Look how amazing he looks in
month
3 years.
He's coming in.
No, guys, you need to do Zane's program. Look at his face.
My testosterone is just filling out my face. I just like.
So what? If your friends literally treat you different, guess what? They were never your friends to start. They were never your friends.
You're right. I wouldn't treat anybody differently.
Exactly. As long as you stay, like, you
But keep, I'm worried people would just, it's not that maybe treating me differently.
You're 100% right. You have to have a certain outlook to it.
Also, if we were not as, like, public facing as we are, I think I would be, like, really down for it.
Yeah.
Like, it's the scrutiny of the public and everyone just, like, knows you look different. There's the before actors, red carpet pictures, all of that shit.
But that's every single celebrity.
True.
Every single one of them got this done.
They did.
Not every single one.
Just to be clear, I am not going to Columbia and doing this right now.
I'm not doing this right this very second.
But I truly was one of the people that was like, oh, these celebrities look perfect. That's why they're celebrities. They're handpicked by God and they look beautiful. And I know these celebrities, like Kardashian, they get a lot of work done. You can tell like the Botox, the fillers, you can tell. I just didn't know you can go as far as a whole fucking a human change. Like these people look like they went to the factory and they're like, all right, reset.
Yeah, it looks like
I want a new face. That's what it looks like.
Black Mirror.
Yes, it's very, dude, it's like,
man, Zane, he went from smoking crack to smoking hot. Like, look at this.
No, baby, smoking crack to selling crack to own an empire. Crack empire. Man. My God, he's on the top.
You could commit a crime, get the surgery, and not get caught. People would be like, This clearly is not him.
No, trust me, it's not him.
If I was this doctor, I would name my facility, my factory, my doctor's office 2 to 10.
2 to 10.
2 to 10.
Good. Take you from a 2 to a 10.
2 to a 10.
And that would be the address too.
2 to 10?
2 to 10.
Heath, let's open it up.
Okay.
Let's open one up. Oh, all right. Go to this lady right here. The first video.
What? No, that's not real. That, wait. No way.
Crazy.
Huh?
Zane, and we say, why not?
Why not?
What in the world?
Insane.
They take me to Columbia.
I need a vacation.
I do. I'm a vacation.
How long is that recovery time? Then he got to stay in Columbia, though, for like months.
Columbia. I don't know. I'm just getting used to it.
Is he in Bogota?
He do love Colombian food. You know, recover.
On the beach. Little, you know?
This doctor's going to hit us, though. He's going to give us a free word. After this fucking promo, we're just kidding. Oh, man. He's going to give us a whole full body rejuvenation. Matt, we in recovery?
Just in a full body cast every bit.
Let's go.
I'll get it all
welcome
done.
Back to Zane Ethan Filter.
And that's the thing. We're going to develop a little bit of an accent from being there for a while.
Y'all ain't going to be moving your jaws. Just gonna be like,
that's
going to
be you the
great?
Next episode. Yes.
But the cast of Unfiltered.
But then after that,
cast,
handsome Squidward.
Very good.
Cast.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the app. That's Rakuten.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson-Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny System comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny System with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Wow, I got, guys, I literally am I'm drenched right now.
Because, you're excited.
Yeah, I love this. It's wow. Just so cool.
I love this.
I love this.
He's already Colombian. I love this.
I love this. What's your plans this weekend, guys? Anybody have
my brother's
cool
wedding.
Wow.
It's happening.
Everybody's
finished?
Yeah, yes, speech is your finished, good? Polished. Basically memorized. I was like running it all over in my head.
Feel
on the way here.
Feel free to test it.
Yeah,
us.
Would you like to test it?
No. I think it's just like sometimes I'll be saying out loud. I'm like, ooh, wait, I got to switch that part. A little bit of that part. I'm the last person to speak though, which I'm a little like, oh, damn.
Because you're like the closest.
Yeah, but I just want to like get
speeches?
It done. Good question. Father of the bride, father of the groom, and maid of honor, best man, and then I think there's like some. A girlfriend and another boyfriend, wow. You know, that kind of stuff. So it'll be good. Just everyone's coming into town, relatives, all of that. You know, you got to like help out.
How's the venue situation?
Good. They found one. It's good. Yeah. Set, ready to go. We just got to keep helping out and
amazing.
Providing stuff.
When does that, it starts Friday? Like the
wedding is Friday. Originally it was Saturday, Friday. But because of like the last minute venue change, it was the only place that like, okay, could take them in.
You know,
so.
Friday's good. Friday's still like the weekend. It's starting off hot.
Yeah, it's just like LA traffic though. You know, you just got to tell people coming in, prepare just, you know, for delays, get there at the right time. And thank gosh, Patricia's done with jury duty.
Oh, woo! That finished. How many days did that last?
It was like a week and a day. Day is it? Tuesday?
Put that son of a bitch guilty. Put that son of a bitch in jail.
I don't know much about the crime, but... there was a decision made.
Good.
So all right, well, that happened. That's, so yeah, it's my brother's wedding. And then we're going to the Dodgers game, which will be fun.
Well, congratulations, Kev.
Probably get a Dodger dog. How could you not? At the Dodgers stadium. What else? I feel like there was something else. But yeah, that's what I'm doing.
They
all
also
wedding
have,
focus.
Like a little helmet bowl. That's really good.
With like the nacho cheese in it. Really, oh, I've had it. Mm, I love.
They just put ice cream in it.
I want at the ice, Mets games. I want ice cream right now. Mm. Should we get ice cream after this?
I think we're okay.
Okay.
After a little meltdown yesterday.
Oh my god, it was about your weight?
Stop.
Oh my god, no, I had one too. When I got the DEXA scan, Heath, I was upside down.
Dang, it was bad.
Heath, it was really bad. Heath was like, should I get one too? I was like, don't do it. Don't do it.
I didn't need to. I had the PA and everything the next day. So.
It's crazy because like when it's the numbers. When you see the numbers next to each other like that, it really gets you.
I didn't need to see the numbers. I needed to see my closet and the clothes that I used to be wearing that I no longer
wear. Oh, Heath, me too. Oh my god, I couldn't fit.
Jordan, you're laughing a little bit too hard in there.
Heath, I can't fit in any of my Coachella stuff.
I don't fit in anything.
I barely fit in these pants. Mm. It's crazy. Garrett was always like, what happened? Why aren't you fitting in any of your clothes? He grilled me.
I had last night what the kids are calling a crash out.
Okay.
You know, it's those times right now. I think Mercury is Mercury for sure.
You know what?
Come again?
Yeah.
What was that? Yeah. I know what
you're
saying.
Matt, you wouldn't get it.
I know what you're saying.
Mercury is Mercury.
So. And that's why we're in that phase of the planets, you know?
No, I think the main thing was I was supposed to go to the premiere last night as well.
Okay.
And it was formal. And I did not fit in any of my dress clothes. My dress pants, my suits, nothing fit. So.
Was it too big?
You know, Mariah was like...
I was too big.
Mariah was like, oh my God, my dress doesn't fit either, but it fit her perfectly.
She was just trying to like make me feel better.
He wore a t-shirt and pants.
Yeah, I came in regular,
And Tom was wearing
a
t-shirt.
Formal.
It's because I think for pictures of the red carpet.
You got things tailored too tight?
No, I got them tailored to what I was.
Oh.
It wasn't too tight.
Right.
But no, I got really excited. And I got all my clothes, like, I was like,
from the dry
this
cleaner.
Needs to get fitted to. We're getting this taken in. And I did it to every single one.
Oh. That would make me crash out.
I literally brought every single pair of dress to this guy.
But you look so handsome
to
right
tailor
now.
It.
Can he take him out? I don't even know how to understand how tailors work. I understand hemming and stuff like that, but when we're adding fabric, removing fabric,
it
but then you
make
can
sense.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Like that's some magic. I know I should just do my own research and figure out how it's done.
It depends on if they like cut it.
I've never had something tailored ever.
It's the best thing. But like a suit, I would say tailor. Like a nice
a suit that you bought.
I'm always like happy with like it fits me. How I like know my
you might
be
have
surprised
a pretty
how perfect it can be like just made for you.
Yeah,
right.
And I also think your body shape, like you have pretty wide shoulder, like most things fit you nicely.
Fitted like jacket and shirt.
Because Heath and I, we have like slim shoulders, but then we can be wide in certain areas, so it just doesn't look right on us. So it's like,
but also
I like I just like a classic fit that it just looks like a normal suit. Like
no,
I can't.
I know, but we
it's not
we have
that
to
it needs
that.
To be like skin
slim.
Tight, morphed around you, just like a structure.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It looks lumpy on us when we wear. Like we have to just get it like a little bit like tightened in certain areas, just so it looks like a suit on you.
Got it. Yeah.
So like, for people of different sizes, if we were to get a bigger waist, it starts bagging out the legs, right? For somebody like, or our waist, our chest size is different, so it fits everything else baggier because they're expecting it to be an overall bigger person.
Okay.
So you have to go bigger in certain areas to accommodate that, but then everything else is bigger and you don't want, like I don't need my sleeves to be that much baggier. I just needed a little bit more room here.
Okay.
So they'll like pull the sleeves in a little bit to make it not so like you're swimming in it, right?
Yeah.
Just try being our size, Amy.
Yeah.
You don't understand. So.
Just got to get back on track. That's all.
It's easy. It takes like 2 weeks.
Okay.
You want some ice cream to make you feel better?
But that's the thing, dude. It really is.
Make an ice cream sandwich.
It's a vicious cycle.
I cut my finger yesterday cooking.
Oh my fucking, oh my God. Let me see.
It hurt. It really hurt. It could have been a lot worse.
Oh, when it like barely touches the skin, that's the worst.
I think, you know, do you ever have like those like onion choppers that you just like put the onion
a
in
and
dices in?
Oh
like,
no.
Oh, it saves so much time. But I picked up the little dicer thing like right on the blade and it just right into me. Could have been worse. Could have been a lot worse. I think
oh,
it was
yeah. Your
right before a wedding and you're like, God, do I need stitches on the tip of my finger?
remember the triangle pool, the pool triangle yes. prank when it hit your yes, nose yes, and yes. immediately in your head, you're like, I'm meeting Patricia's parents this
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
just
that was like the worst
out.
Fucking pain of, yeah.
of your
life.
Nose. Does it hit the bridge of your
yeah,
nose?
Yeah, it hit the bridge yeah. of
and
the
I
nose.
I was like thoroughly convinced
I'm
I was
like
about to like
about
bruise. And it was like also the front lip.
Yeah.
I,
that's the worst.
That was like the most, it's the thing is if it happened like on a random day, I'd be like, okay.
No, I know. It's
just
like,
I am about to leave tomorrow.
It's funny.
Remember getting hit in the face with a basketball?
Yeah, that's also another thing that added to it is like you cry getting, instantly. Yeah.
Hit in the face of the basketball literally makes the front of your face feel completely flat. Yeah. You know that feeling of when it slaps you and it covers every square inch of your face and it feels like
it is crazy. It makes you like for 0.5 seconds as soon as it hits, it makes you want to cry, but yeah. then you're like, I'm an adult.
No, you do start crying. You naturally yeah. start crying.
It's just
that.
Like
it's just your mm-hmm. tear ducts are just all right there and it just the nerves just make it water.
Oh, like a volleyball. Like you know, like the edges when it's like a really old volleyball. Mm. Like that you that
so specific.
The indent of that ball.
Where it's cracking.
Oh, it just makes you want to cry. Mm-hmm. And they're all looking at you like this. Like it looks like you just got bullied. But everyone just like feels bad that you just got hit with a ball.
Nobody wants to like say anything.
Yeah. It's tough. But yeah.
You know what else is tough?
What?
Having to end this episode. Thank you guys so much.
Aw.
Well, Drats. We have our Patreon. If you guys want to hang out with us a little bit longer, we keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single podcast. You also get early access, ad-free. We do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every single month. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath. Make sure to check it out.
Check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, mm-hmm. and every Tuesday, video form on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath, where you can see our beautiful faces and check out everything that we're talking about. Like, you know, if we're like talking about pictures and shit, you get to watch it on YouTube. And love you so much. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you guys next time. Unwinders, we'll see you in 5 seconds.
Love ya.
Ta-ta.
I'm gonna go get
au revoir.
Are you a fraud paying American? 1 in 4 tax paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.